Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Happy Christmas, everybody. One step closer to the big old day. The big fat red man's going to come down the chimney and give us all the gifts and cheese.
I'm not going to come down the chimney.
I didn't. Have you ever done that? This is going off. Have you ever dressed up as Santa?
Yeah, of course I have. Santa. Look at me. I'm made to be Santa. Yeah. You know, just need my beard longer and whiter, and I'm basically Santa.
Okay, we'll
get to it. Yes, I've dressed up as Santa many times.
School fates, something like that?
Like charity stuff. The last time I did it was, you know, the little like collection tin people that go round.
Yeah.
And you have Santa on a big sleigh thing pulled by a Land Rover. That was me. I was that Santa.
Oh wow! What, in Leighton Buzzard or wherever?
In Aylesbury, yeah.
Wow.
And so in Aylesbury, it's like Santa popping out of a chimney. Mm. So basically, I was stood on a box with my head sticking out of the head and sort of upper torso sticking out of a chimney, being towed by a Land Rover, occasionally at 35 miles an hour. Doesn't sound fast. Really fast when you stood on a box.
What year was this?
I think the last time I did it was about 5-6 years ago.
Well, listeners, if you were lucky 5-6 years ago in Aylesbury to see a Santa being dragged around by a Land Rover.
Followed around by teenagers on bikes shouting, Santa, you're a pedo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So did they stuff a beard on you?
Yeah, I had the full costume. Obviously, well, the top half, obviously, you can't see the bottom half. Stood in it, the bottom half's down a chimney.
Is it? Oh, wow, so you didn't even bother with the bottom half. No. Is it your own costume, or did you hire
No,
it?
No, it was their costume. It was the Rotary Club of Aylesbury's costume.
Okay. Mm. Well, people of Leighton Buzzard, or people around Rich's home near and now, get in contact. We'll work you out very reasonable price.
Please don't hire me out of the Santa. I'm really busy as it is.
He's really busy. He's got 47 films to watch or something.
I've got 47 Christmas movies left to watch. We'll be back after Christmas with an update on the Christmas movies.
Yes. Yeah. See if Rich is close, and then we'll have a complete update in the new year. And if he's let us all down and he hasn't watched them all, punishments, people. Send them in. Let us know what you think Rich should do if he doesn't complete.
Because the challenge was to get them done by January the 1st, essentially. So I've got until the 1st of January.
Yes.
So I have that kind of Christmas perineum between Christmas and a new year of time to watch stuff.
So you can just sit there with cheese and Baileys and just smash through the last 20-odd, probably.
That's sort of my plan, yeah.
Are there any, like, 4 or 5 hour epics on there, like the other poster were?
No. I mean, Santa Claus the Movie was pretty long, I've watched that already now.
Okay. How long is that one then? What, the Dudley Moore one?
Yeah, it's nearly 3 hours, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that. No wonder I've never got anyone to watch that with me. I haven't watched that one in a few years, to be honest. Moore, John Lithgow.
It's not great. Because it's sort of like three movies in one, right?
How
Santa became Santa, then it's like Santa in the workshop, and then it's like the modern day 1980s Dudley Moore bit in on Earth kind of thing. It's a very strange movie, and I'm not sure I love it like I used to.
No, I haven't heard good things. And plus, it's called Santa Claus the Movie. Makes it sound so grand.
It's so
and
80s.
Big.
It's so 80s.
But John Lithgow's a bad guy. Wonderful. Anyway, the sequel we're talking about today, is that the original film on that poster, is it not?
No, it's not. I think it's too new, maybe.
Too new, okay. Yeah. So do you want to tell the listeners what we're doing and why?
I mean, why? Why would we do anything? We've watched Your Christmas or Mine 2. And I guess why is we both watched it last year, the first one last year, and thought, do you know what? That's all right. It was all right.
We're trying to do every sequel this year, and this was on the list, and it was a Christmas film.
Yes.
And like you said, we both quite enjoyed the first one. It's quite charming and cute, and I think everyone's really good in it. And this year they've made another one straight away, back to back, no year gap. It's let's get this in production. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
And then this is what happens. This is no longer Your Christmas or Mine. It is now your Christmas or Mine too. So there's no question mark. There's no question about it. you know, I don't know what that means. I don't know where you think about that. And Rich, what is the storyline? Actually, what is the storyline of Christmas, the first one, your Christmas or mine? And what is the plot of Your Christmas or Mine too?
Oh, you know how much I love it when you spring a synopsis on me out of nowhere for a first movie that I haven't watched for a year.
Well, I didn't rewatch it either, so don't worry about it. It's pretty easy plot, though.
Yeah. So essentially, the plot of the first one is as a young couple, and one of them ends up going to the other person's family for Christmas, essentially. So there's James, and he ends up going, and Hayley, and James ends up going to Hayley's family for Christmas, thinking he will surprise her and see her, whilst she has the same thing and goes to his family for Christmas, and stuff happens.
The families are very different.
Oh yeah, of course they're very different.
That's where the fun and shenanigans come into it.
So yeah, it turns out James's family are aristocracy, essentially, and Hayley's family are very northern. Are they from? Where are they from? Chesterfield?
Macclesfield.
Macclesfield. So yeah, that's that kind of
first one. You also got this storyline with James's dad getting over the death of the wife, mother.
Yeah,
and
his mum. Yeah.
He doesn't really celebrate Christmas, so it's very cold. And Hayley ends up there, and you've got the grandfather and whatnot. And then you get to Hayley's
family who love Christmas, and it's
absolutely love Christmas. Daniel Mars is there, Angela Griffin. You know these names from British
Daniel
TV.
Mays, yeah.
What did I say, Mars?
You said Daniel Mars.
I mean, you could spell it that way, can you not?
No, I don't think so. It's Daniel Mays.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Daniel Mays. Don't know why I think Mars.
Eddie Mays. Marsden, maybe.
Maybe. Anyway, very different Christmases. It's a lot of fun. To and fro, eventually they do get together back in one place.
Yeah, and it's very sweet. And just kind of what you want as a Christmas movie, really.
Yes.
Nothing strenuous watching it. It's nice and it's relatively short. You know, it's like an hour and a half and it's, you know, all very nice.
Right.
Then they made a second one because lots of people like us went, do you know what? That's all right, that first one. It's okay, isn't it?
I think it had really, it's on Amazon Prime, both of these. And it had strong, good numbers.
Yes.
So they made a Amazon second one. And Amazon are loaded. So.
Yeah. That's true. So yeah, making the second one, and obviously they can't do the same premise again.
That'd
so they invent some new premise where both families go on holiday to Austria
together.
However, Hayley's dad Jeff books the wrong hotel. So I can't remember what the name of the hotels are, but they're similar named hotels anyway. He books the wrong one. And surprise, surprise, James's family, the posh family, end up in a crappy hotel. And Hayley's family end up in a really posh hotel. And yeah, it's really convoluted and weird. But they're only like that for one night.
Yes.
And then they get back together. And then basically just it's the whole story of them being in the posh hotel together. And it's sort of loses its charm somewhat.
Okay, there's a hint of what Rich thought this film then. Everyone's back, same cast, lovely, delightful cast.
Oh, there's an addition. There's Jane Krasowski as Diane, who is Humphrey's partner.
American partner,
no less. She pops up. There's Rhea Norwood as Bee, pops up. She's an old friend of James's, who just happens to be there. It's not like a thing. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's weird, otherwise, that character, to be honest.
That character is weird. There are some weird bits in this movie. Odd strangeness. So,
but did you enjoy any of it? Oh, Rich, you're going to break my heart a little bit, aren't you?
I didn't hate it. Like, I definitely, like, I'm a little jaded on Christmas movies because I've been watching them since October.
And you're Mr. So, Christmas normally.
And I do like Christmas, but I think it's just kind of, I don't know, I'm a little Christmased out movie-wise. And it's not a patch on the first one, but it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. The first one's good, this one's fine.
It's more of the same, I would say. I there's nothing wrong here with the cast, I thought.
No, and that's
everyone's still charming, or like the James and Haley character.
Yeah, the cast is still really good. The chemistry between James and Haley is really good. Asa Butterfield and Cora Kirk, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both
really
good.
Their chemistry is really good. And yeah, the cast is strong. I would say the writing is weak. The whole premise and plot of the whole thing is... it's kind of dull and, like I say, convoluted and relies on lots of coincidences. And just,
oh, yeah, lots of
it's not as good. The first one wasn't clever, but it was you know, at least the vehicle was clever enough. This one is, like, feels very forced.
I did wonder how they were going to do... When they announced a sequel, I was like, well, they can't go to the wrong houses again. They can't do that.
And it's, I don't know, it's weird that the two families are going on holidays together anyway.
Well, like, you know, I don't think that's a problem because the Humphrey, James's dad, has got a new lease of life. So well, yeah, he's a bit more looser than the previously. Why would
you? I don't know. Have you ever been on holiday with a girlfriend's family and your family?
No.
No. No. Neither am I.
Kind of. When we went and had a second semi wedding in Canada.
But that's different. That was, you were married.
Yeah, that's true. We were.
Bearing in mind, these two don't even live together.
No. True.
That's a bit weird. Like, I don't get why the families have gone on holiday together.
Are they still at uni at this point? Because the first film, that was definitely their first year, wasn't it?
Yes. No, now they're finishing uni. So we've skipped forward 2 years, I think.
Right. I didn't get that.
Well, yeah, because James is talking about going off to... They're talking about finishing uni and he's going off to LA.
Yeah, there's definitely graduation
talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's... We've skipped ahead a couple of years, I would say.
I'll tell you who does get a bit more something to do in this film is that Jack, David Bradley, the granddad, he gets introduced a bit more. Yay! He's barely in the first one. He just groans a few times.
He's barely in this one. He's talks about snowplows.
Yeah, he loves snowplows. He's in this more than the last one. And you get to meet Haley's granddad. I'm not quite sure if he was in the first one or not. I think he was.
Because he's Pork Pie from Desmond's, right?
He is Pork Pie from Desmond, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Rich. I watched this with a couple of drinks and I was a little bit drunk, to be honest.
Yes, he was in the first one, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. I was a little bit drunk and that is the best way to watch this film because I was like, I'm finding this delightful. Absolutely whiz by it. I was having a few Prosecco's and stuff. It was lovely.
I was stone cold sober and I watched it in the afternoon. So, yeah.
That is
not the way to watch it.
No. Would you think it works back to back one after another, or do you think give it a break between Christmas of Mine or whatever it's called?
Maybe. Oh. Yeah, it could probably. It would work back to back. If you wanted to double bill it, then I suppose it would work back to back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to change your life, is it? I'm trying to think of things to say about it. I just don't have any.
Let's go for it. What's your favourite characters? What were your favourite scenes? What didn't you think worked about it? They are trying to set up another one, a sequel. They want to complete the trilogy. There is no.
Okay. I'm presuming the third one will be some sort of wedding.
Maybe, but there's also Granddad says at the end, next year. We've got to do it at home. And I think it's not home, but I think
Caribbean.
Jamaica. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I saw Daniel Mars.
Maze.
Daniel Maze saying he really wants people to watch this so they get to close out the trilogy.
Okay. I don't know what my favourite scene is. I think there's no standout scene for me, I don't think.
Not the drinking scene, the pub?
No. No,
man, you are Mr. Grinch this year.
It's fine. It's all fine. There's nothing that really stands out. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just also not saying it's good. It's just fine. This is what I was saying to you earlier. It's going to be really hard to talk about this for half an hour because it was. Yeah, it's all right. It's a thing.
Did you notice Stansted Airport at the beginning?
No, because I couldn't tell you what Stansted Airport looked like.
Oh, I can because I live near Stansted Airport from here. I was like, every time Stansted Airport pops up on a film, I'm like, Stansted.
Stansted. Okay. Yeah.
I know that.
If it was Luton, I probably would have recognised it.
Oh, yeah.
Thrown out there a few times.
It'll be on fire.
I was going to say, last time, it was pretty much on fire. Yeah.
True story.
I can't. I'm really struggling to find anything to criticise this movie about, but then also finding anything good to say about it either.
Do you think Christmas films like this are kind of let off a little bit because Christmas films are normally put into like a different bracket to every other day films? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I'm
thinking
about that,
like, I do.
You rate them and look at them differently because I think you want to feel different when you watch a Christmas film when you compare to watch.
You do.
Films.
You want some feels.
You want a nice warm glow.
And also, like, really, like, random Christmas films will get me. Like, I had a little cry watching Fred Claus the other night.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know, right? What's that about?
I have to ask, which bit?
Oh, right. Just right at the end. Yeah. Where he's like, the brothers are like, back together and stuff. And the little kid's all safe and, that kind of thing. And then I watched like Christmas with the Cranks and I was like, this is a bag of shit.
Christmas with the Cranks is a bag of shit.
It is a bag of shit.
Yeah, that's not one my wife likes.
I was like, I do not understand that movie at all. Like, I really don't get it. Like, what is any of this?
I was reading a report the other day of Tim Allen. I was working with an actress in the latest series of The Santa Claus, which I haven't watched yet, by the way.
No, I haven't watched it.
Because I didn't even know it dropped until... I think I told you that.
You told me, yeah. I didn't know it dropped.
No, there's no advertisement about that whatsoever. There's a season two of The Santa Clauses. And apparently, Tim Allen allegedly is the biggest shit to work with. This actress had a horrible time.
I'm not totally surprised by that.
No, me neither.
A shame. Anyway, sorry. Christmas films. Or mine too.
Yeah, Christmas films. So do we go easier on these kinds of films than we would say if a new Spielberg film or something came
out? Oh, yeah, probably. But then this is not a new Spielberg film, is it? Like, this is a British rom-com, that kind of level.
Okay, this is a good question then. Is there enough rom and common? Is it? Did you find it funny? Did you find it romantic? Was it a good balance?
Okay.
Like, not, the leads are really good, I believe.
The leads are really good, but then also they don't... What really frustrates me about this movie is they're like, we're going to try and put them in these odd situations which would be solved if one of them just said three sentences to the other.
Yes.
Like, And I guess that happens with most movies, because otherwise you wouldn't have a movie, right? Because people would just talk about their issues
Also very true. Very true.
But I think, the comedy... The comedy factor is gone, right?
Well, yes, you're right. What made the first one so good?
The fish out of water thing
is
gone because the families know each other now. So the fish out of water in this one is Jane Krasowski's character, which I don't care about, to be honest.
No, she's had less time to adapt. Yeah. She's had less time to adapt to the family than, say, the father has.
Yeah, and she just comes across as a bit of a dick.
But she has that come around moment at the end, and they all get along.
She does have that come around moment at the end.
That's not a spoiler, guys.
Actually, the kind of the last joke involving her, I was like, yeah, I saw that coming, but it's,
fine. You see most of it coming.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think maybe some of the laughs earlier on are when they're put in the wrong hotel, the posh family.
Yeah, if they stayed in the wrong hotels, maybe, that might have... Or got to know the guy, the Krampus guy, a bit more, and that was actually realised he's actually a good guy, kind of thing, and a bit more of that kind of, I don't know, it just missed the mark a little bit as far as I'm concerned. There are little bits in it, like there's a little nod to the first movie where everyone gets a jumper and then James gets a gilet.
Yeah,
that's quite nice. That was quite cute. I remember that from the first movie. But I basically found it just very kind of...
I'm surprised they brought the whole family back, as in the sister-in-law, flirty sister,
Yeah, but they didn't bring the grandma? The nan? They didn't bring back June Watson from the first one?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wasn't Mark Heap in the first one as well? I don't know if he was a... He might not have been part of the...
Yeah, he was a train ticket guy.
Yeah.
So I doubt very much they could squeeze in. But saying that, we watched Speed 2 the other day and they squeezed in a character from Speed 1 that has no right to be in Speed 2. So
it's very true.
Anything's in play in a sequel. That is... like, what are you doing here? Why wouldn't I be here? I'm... You know, there's a ski lift. So I'm looking after them now in the off-season kind of thing. It's fun.
Yeah. And again, the bit of the kind of like the charm of the first one is like Iris, the housekeeper kind of thing.
Yeah, she was a big mess in this.
Yeah, episode. she was part of the first one.
Big part. Big part.
Yeah, and also, I mean, maybe you don't take your housekeeper on holiday with you.
That is also true. Yeah.
And they sort of try and do sort of the same thing, because in the first one, Haley's ex boyfriend turns up, Steve, doesn't he?
Yes.
And in this one, they're sort of saying like, a friend of James's kind of turns up, but it's not...
Who he hasn't seen in 5 to 6 years, so that might be 10 or 11.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about that, love.
Yeah, a bit older than that, because if they finish uni, they're getting to...
Fair point.
20-odd, aren't they? So,
for some reason, 21. I thought they were 18 in my head. Don't know why.
Yeah, I think... Anyway. But yeah, it doesn't quite kind of all pay off, because there's not really the stakes, and I don't know, it's strange. But yeah, it doesn't quite land for me.
Right. If they do do another one, and it's again called Your Christmas or Mine 3. And it's, like you said, a wedding. And you reckon they're going to have different ideas of what wedding they want to be? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I want it here, maybe. I want it there.
Could call it Your Wedding or Mine, I guess, something like that. Or like,
no, it's got to be a Christmas film. I don't know. Still, it's
got to be a Christmas film. I don't know, really. I don't know what they would do with it, because I feel like that's the bit they've really struggled with on this one. Is like, we really like these characters.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with them. You know, that's kind of the...
I mean, Austria looked nice.
Yeah, yeah. Austria,
I mean,
looks
I still
nice.
I have no appetite to go skiing at all in my life. That looks...
Well, my knees would fall off.
Yeah, I would crash and kill someone.
Like, you can't go skiing if you've got subluxing knees. Like, well, I would be... But
the views
would be
mean you... Me and you can sit at the top and just have a couple of beers and enjoy
true,
the view.
True, true. Mate, I dislocated my knee from, like, kicking a football.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, Rich. I was there once.
I'm not going skiing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I do think this, it rests, your thoughts rest, or anyone's thoughts, not just mine, rests on your thoughts of Christmas films, how you rate Christmas films. Like, do you rate them differently throughout the year? Do you want to quickly look at the Rotten Tomato? What, for the first one and the second one?
Yeah, go on then. Let's have a look. I can't imagine it gets massive scores, because it's a pretty kind of, you know...
Well, Rotten Tomatoes is not very helpful. For the first one, there's only 8 reviews from critics.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's a very British movie, I suppose, isn't it? I don't know what sort of American release it would get.
Do you not think there's a little bit of Love Actually, Richard Curtis magic in there? Or,
yeah, maybe. But
I mean, it's always fucking snowing.
True. Which is not like real life.
No, exactly. That's why in the first film they can't get around, because there's so much snow.
Yeah, Mansfield's really snowy.
Macclesfield.
Sorry.
Anyway, 8 reviews.
Okay.
First one. Critics review.
8 critic reviews. I think most people would give it kind of 3 out of 5. So I would imagine it's relatively high, because it's kind of 3 out of 5. I can't imagine critics giving it less than 3 out of 5 the first one, but who knows? There'll be some Scrooges out there. I'm going to go with 70% for the first one.
Okay, 63%.
A bit lower, yeah.
A bit lower. A
few more Scroogey critics than
audience score. There is 100 plus ratings for this, so I might get...
So again, not loads for Rotten Tomatoes, but I'm going to go with... I think audience may be more forgiving than critics, so I'm going to say sort of 73.
Oh,
75. Oh, I should have gone with my first one.
Pretty close, mate. Well done.
This is so poor.
Okay, second one. Only 6 reviews from critics currently. So this is all due to change maybe over the years, guys. So
yeah,
don't hold us to it. But
I think critics will be quite harsh on this one, because it lacks that charm of the first one. And what did they give it? 60-something?
63 for the first one.
I'm going to go 47 for this second one.
Currently, with 6 reviews, 67%.
What the fuck?
But we're being...
Yeah, you know, it's very few numbers.
You can't, audience score, fewer than 50 ratings, so again.
Okay, so again, not many ratings. Because, I mean, it only came out, what, the time of recording, 2 days ago?
2 days ago, yeah.
So, yeah, so not loads of ratings at this point. I would probably put it in the high 50s, maybe, for audiences, 58%?
50% currently.
Oh, okay. I think that'll go up a bit. Yeah, I think that'll go up a bit.
I think that'll go up. Do you think this, because Christmas films are already ranked like between proper films and Hallmark films, where do you put that?
I don't think this is a Hallmark film. No, it's not. It's not a Hallmark film. It sits in that kind of nice British movie that's not a Hollywood movie. It's sort of the space that I quite like, actually.
Mm.
Like, there's lots of movies in there that I quite like. You know, there's British movies that aren't as... They can be a bit cheesy, they can be a bit cheap, but they're quite good fun. And I'm trying to think of examples.
I think the British do better Christmas films like that than the...
Yeah, maybe.
No offence to you American listeners, but the sheer volume of Hallmark Christmas films. Mm. And I know, because I have to work on quite a few of them. They're toilet, a lot of them, and they really pump them out. And they're always Christmas somewhere in Aspen. There's a farm to do up, and there's a farm shop struggling or something like that, and someone's out of town, and then she comes and she gets stuck in town for a while, and she falls in love with her old ex-boyfriend who she hasn't seen in 22 years or something like that.
I saw something that the other day on social media. It was like, if you watch a Hallmark Christmas movie in reverse, it's basically a small town girl dumps her loser ex-boyfriend, moves to the city and becomes a lawyer.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
that is true. Oh, that's brilliant. I didn't bother with that. I think that's 100%. So I think this is better than a Hallmark. I think this, guys, have a couple of drinks.
Have a
couple of drinks. Get a couple of mince pies.
If you want a nice light Christmas movie to stick on, it's family friendly.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything offensive in there. It's got to be a PG. You know, I don't think it'd be any more than that.
Daniel Mays, I think, I would say he's the comic relief.
Yeah, not quite as much as the first one again, but, you know, it's fine. It's all fine. You know, it's a movie you can put on where you're doing other things, occasionally dipping it out of, and you won't lose what's going on.
I would also, I would be different. I say virgin on it's fun. But
fun.
Like,
yeah,
it's not Elf, for example. Or,
no.
Or I know. I mean, a lot of people hate Love Actually. So who knows?
I don't think there's anything to hate in this movie. You'd have to try really hard to hate it.
Yeah, I think it's okayly made as well.
It's fine.
I mean, like we said, that the plot is weak, and that is just trying to get these people in one place. Basically, that's what their struggle with, and. You know what? Props to get them in one place, and then we have to try and get them to in the wrong place. They're back at the right place. What can we do in the fucking Austrian Alps? We'll make them live in an outhouse for one night, and their bags are swapped over. I mean, it's very like Christmas, like Home Alone at one point, and that's about it. Let's ask the big questions then. Unequal sequel, yes or no? And what do you rate it out of 7? Christmas film, remember, this is our first one.
It is an unequal sequel. It's not as good as the first one. And out of 7, because again, it's fine. It's not bad. It's like 3.5. Like,
wow.
That's the middle of 7. I think this is a very middle movie.
I think you on one certain days, you might watch this and think, I love that. And then you'll play it the next day and be like, that was trash. I think it solely comes around to what mood you are when you put it on.
I don't think there's any point I would think it was trash.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're really grumpy, Rich.
Well, then, yeah, true. Maybe.
If you're really happy, like you said, put a couple of drinks in you, had a bit of music playing beforehand, you're wrapping some presents, stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be a good movie to watch while you're wrapping presents, because you don't have to concentrate on it. You know, you can... Could be one that's in the background a bit.
Yeah, I would also probably say 3.5, just because it's Yeah. It's fine.
Straight down the middle.
it is an unequal sequel because I think the first one is better.
Yes, the first one
The first one has actually a proper storyline. Like, it has themes.
The first one's probably
bits.
Like a 4.5, a surprising 4.5, I would say.
Because you've got the dad who's dealing with grief at the same point, and that I think where this storyline didn't have that secondary layer.
No, definitely doesn't, does it?
Of a film, so...
No.
Yeah.
You're right.
Would you watch another one, Rich? Next year, if they bang out your Christmas or mine...
Probably will, because you'll make me.
yeah, that might happen.
But again, I probably will, because it's a Christmas movie. It'll be Christmas time. And at some point, I'll drink enough Baileys to want to watch one again. So, yeah, probably. I might even do a triple bill and watch all three or something.
Oh, that'd be... You know, it wouldn't be a worse trilogy.
No, it wouldn't be the worst one. But I'm not going to sit there and... feel like it's changed my life, I don't think.
So somehow, again, Rich, we've come out of this review of a film maybe we didn't massively enjoy and it was fine, and it's come out as a recommendation review again.
Has it? I think by all means, it has a time and a place, potentially.
Yes, which is Christmas.
Yeah. If you're looking for... something that has a time and a place.
What a link.
I don't know where I'm going from there. The time is in the past, and the place, your pod player of choice. Go back and listen to all of our old interview episodes. They are brilliant. There are lots of them. I would especially stop on the Nick Helm one. It's chaotic and mad. But yeah, join that crew. If you haven't already, go back and listen to them. You've got some time between Christmas and New Year. You know, if you don't work in retail, sorry, retail people.
Oh, we love you, retail people.
Time. You are the best. And we all rely on you. But yeah, so go back, listen to all our old interview episodes. And while you're there, give us a little thumbs up, give us a like, give us 5 stars, tap us out a little review. We'll love you forever. If you really, really like us, you've listened to all those and you're looking for more stuff, join us on Another Slice. Go over to anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, where for just $2.99 a month, that is $2.99 a month, it's pretty bargainous, you will get Disenfranchised, you'll get Box Set Mentality, and you'll get extra bits to all those sequel episodes as well. You might even get some more random stuff that we'll put in there as time goes on. Yeah, do that. If $2.99 a month is not in your wheelhouse at the moment, then join us on social media. We are on Twitter, I don't know, whatever that is, Threads, Instagram.
I've decided this morning that we're going big on Threads.
We're going big on Threads. Join us on Threads. That's the place. Blue Sky, TikTok, YouTube. You can find us on YouTube now.
I think we're on YouTube now.
We've got a YouTube channel. You can find us over there, and we're on Letterboxd doing reviews and stuff. Come and follow me and see what I think of the 100 Christmas movies I'm trying to watch before January the 1st.
Absolutely. Mm. And then in the new year, we are starting recordings for season 6. Of Unequal Sequel. We ask the best, worst.
I know we
sequel.
Say this every year, but if this pays off, we're in for one hell of a season.
I was thinking that the other day. I was like, is it weird that I feel like we're just getting started and we're like 2 years into it?
Yeah. This is our sixth season and we're just getting going.
Weird that. I don't know if other podcasters feel like that sometimes. They're like, oh, no, I know what I'm doing now.
Hmm.
I'm not searching the dark as much.
No, that's true. That is true.
But anyway, we've got a couple more episodes to go before Christmas. So this one, and then hopefully next week is Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget, if we can sort out a review while I'm away.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some sort of weirdness to...
So apologies for the
work.
Audio already. Rich is in charge of everything.
Rubbish
while I'm away.
Audio and probably rubbish editing. So sorry, because I'll be editing it.
If I don't speak to you, happy Christmas, everyone. I've got nothing else to say, so it's a goodbye from me. Bye-bye. A goodbye from him.
Bye!
See you in the next one. Sequel to this one. It's nearly Christmas. Bye-bye. Have you done all your Christmas shopping now? Are you?
No. Nowhere near.
Oh, good.
Got a few bits for George to pick up on Monday from Argos.
Yeah.
But other than that,
No Christmas Eve panic?
Oh, no, no, no. I'll be all right. I've got a week off before Christmas that I'll get stuff done.
Well, good luck to everyone who, like me, always leaves it to the last minute and ends up in Milton Keynes Shopping Centre on Christmas Eve. So see you there.